The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's going to be up to me and you. It's going to be a bottom-up movement, all hands on deck, if that's going to happen to get this country back on track. It's not going to be about any one person, but it's all of us. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. Scott, my mother called me. She's most upset with me, and thank God for you. You kind of saved my bacon a little bit in knowing Feliz Dia de la Madre. And I can't believe my brain sometimes, you know, when people come out of nowhere and I'm thinking about what I'm doing, and then good old Lauren, you know, she got me in trouble. My soon-to-be 92-year-old mother, none too happy with me. I think I'm going to be on timeout for a while.
Well, the thing that saved me was that I remembered Feliz Navidad.
Yes.
And yeah, so I knew happy was Feliz.
Yes, right.
And I knew that you had to put, they say the day, and then the thing that they're celebrating is at the end.
Well, good. Well, so, you remember that from your Spanish first semester love song kind of.
Well, yeah, you know? Yeah. I took it for 5 years. Apparently, I'm a master at it, but I don't know it. So,
I've been around it most of my life, and it's just obviously I'm exposed. It is a weakness, and there it is. And you know, and she did that to me, and now my mother. You know what? That's gonna cost me another mother's. I'm gonna send her the bill. You know, I sent my mother some Sherry's berries, by the way, and for Happy Mother's Day, and so she loves strawberries, and she's going to go, you know, her and chocolate. Oh my goodness, my sister is going to have to like try and dole them out to her. But yeah, I'm in big trouble. I don't know what I'm going to.
For anybody out there, that wants to learn Spanish, the best thing I can recommend you do is get around people that speak Spanish.
Exactly.
And yes, you will watch yourself elevate. You'll pick up words and you'll be like, okay, I better. Whoa, man.
You just have to know the difference between the good words and the bad words. I mean, you gotta be careful.
Well, you know, I've noticed that your friends are always willing to tell you the good words, and then you'll piece together the bad words based on the ones.
What's wrong with us? Why is it that we remember the bad words easier than the other words? I mean, there's just something about the wiring of our minds and our brains here. It's kind of crazy.
I know 10 sentences in Bosnian, and none of them are good.
Okay. That's like me in French, but that's a whole other story. Hey, with all the discussion in the last couple of days, ever since Trump has become the presumptive GOP nominee, we've got some adjustments to make. And, you know, we've had two presidents, a former candidate, come out and say no. Of course, that is today. Hopefully tomorrow is another day. Otherwise, you know, with their no's and rejections, are they basically just saying we want Hillary? You know, because you don't have any other choice. I mean, you can write in if you want, but, you know, this is the choice. So what are they saying? But listen to what the co-chair had to say.
What do you make of National Review? We put up their comments earlier today. Oh, this is an unmitigated disaster. What do you think of other conservatives that said, you know, Glenn Beck, Eric Erickson, to name a few, they're not going to vote for the nominee? What is your reaction to that?
Well, look, I think that you ask me in a couple months and we'll see what they say when the decision has to be made as far as who's going to be in the Supreme Court, and when Donald Trump puts out his potential nominees for the court, people are going to have a choice to make. Do we want to, you know, destroy America for generations with liberal justices that Hillary Clinton is going to provide? Who's going to sign a budget that Paul Ryan writes with the members of the House? It's not going to be Hillary Clinton. So look, we have some serious choices to make, and I understand it takes time. This was a very contentious primary. I think it's going to take a little bit of time, but I think for the most part, this is going to come together. Maybe not 100%, but I think we're going to get very close to that, and I think people will fall in line.
That's Ryan Priebus, the chair for the Republican Party. What a job he has, huh? I'm telling you, trying to herd cats and pull all these people together. But I agree. I think time will do some healing. And it will bring the people together, because consider, you know, what the consequences could be otherwise. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Back with you. It's Bill Martinez here, coming at you live at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Now coming at you in over 275 markets across the country, around the world, via WWCR, our affiliate that carries us on shortwave around the world. Megan Barth is with us, the proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, a women's advocate, political pundit, and all that good stuff. Megan, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. You just keep growing and growing, Bill. So congratulations.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, we've been very blessed, and you know, Megan, it's taken the whole team, and this is why we appreciate you being available and coming on regularly for us, because we appreciate your insight, and of course now you're going to be a regular on Bill Martinez Live, and then we're looking forward to being and working together on the national convention in Cleveland come July. You know, we'll have the Three Musketeers. It'll be Megan and Bill and Scott hanging out in Cleveland together, huh?
That's so cool. We're going to have so much fun there, and I'm so glad we've got our nominee.
Yeah, exactly.
Craziness.
Before we get into this, let me just say this. Last week, people were really touched by your story about your cousin, Clay, and the justice for Clay. So real quick, I want to give you a moment to give us an update on where we are on his story.
Bless you. Thank you very much. Clay is still sitting in general population, and he is a brain-injured veteran. And general population is the worst place that a brain-injured veteran can be because of his disability. We've been working with Ted Yoho's office. There's also his representative, Keith Perry, who we're getting in touch with to try to get some political might in order to give Clay some protection and the treatment that he needs. You know, incarceration is not rehabilitation. It is not the treatment by which Clay needs. So I haven't talked to him yet, but his mom has. He has had one breakdown. A mental breakdown. He's still in general pop. It's interesting, Bill, because the layers of bureaucracy are now apparent to me. The VA wants nothing to do with it. The state wants nothing to do with it. Now I've got to go through the Department of Corrections, and they basically operate autonomously from everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's just a continued challenge, but he's been in general population now since April 19th, and everything I have to do for him, I have to send snail mail. So if I need his signature to take power of attorney, which is what I'm about to do, mm-hmm. I have to send it through the mail. I can't fax it. I can't email it. I can't, send it through DocuSign, and it might take 4 weeks to get his signature. I mean, it is just such a broken process, and it is an abusive process, especially when you have a brain-injured veteran sitting in general pop. I do have that GoFundMe site GoFundMe.com, Justice for Clay. Any amount of money we raise will go towards Clay paying off his debt, which Gilchrist County Jail charged him $12,000. And then check this out, Bill. And this
why didn't you know? And this is almost disgusting a little bit. And excuse me for interrupting you here, Megan. But here is a former U.S. Army veteran who served two tours in Iraq, and he's being charged $12,000 for putting his life on the line for the freedoms that we enjoy, and he's going through all this. Go ahead.
Yep. And to add insult to injury. After they charged him the $12,000, they incarcerated him and then suspended his driver's license until he pays back the $12,000. So how is he supposed to get to work?
Yes.
To pay? So that's why I started the GoFundMe account, because I said, you know what? They keep putting the boot on this poor kid's neck. Mm-hmm. And not allowing him a chance to even recover from his injuries, let alone cope with his injuries. And they just keep pushing him down and stepping on him. And that's when I said, enough is enough. And I've been working with him since last August. Like I said, we thought we got him into Veterans Court, which mm-hmm. is specifically designed for vets that fall into trouble.
Right.
And they ripped that away from him because it took 4.5 months for them to complete the transfer paperwork for this kid who needed help.
Yeah.
And it's just an awful story, but it's a story that, you know, before the grace of God, there go I.
Yes.
But I believe that Clay's story is a story that will be an agent of change, because I'm not going to let this story go, even if he does and when he does get out of jail. There needs to be changes because our veterans are suffering.
That's what I was going to say, Megan. There's others behind Clay that are in this story. They may not have you and I to talk about them, but we can, in a sense, that we're talking about Clay to support the cause of brain-injured vets who have served our country. Why can they not be extended some grace and mercy here in this particular case? And there are avenues, like you say, Veterans Court, other things that could have been addressed easily to be able to help him out, you know, for this time. But you keep him in general population in the midst of dealing with PTSD and TBI. I mean, this is beyond disgusting.
It is cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah. Well, let him know, Megan, on behalf of Bill Martinez Live, all our listeners, that we're behind him. Again, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you can do to support the GoFundMe account, God bless you for doing it. Any donation whatsoever. Remind everybody again, real quick, Megan, where they can go.
GoFundMe.com, Justice for Clay. They can go to my website, ReaganBaby.com, and read the story. They can go to my Reagan Baby fan page and read the story. I'll get a link up there if I can to get the GoFundMe account up there. But, you know, if it's $5, if it's $1, if it's $10, I don't care. But any sort of a contribution would be a blessing, and we will use this to pay back that corrupt county and get him into the rehab, which a judge had ordered for him last November.
Exactly. Well, and make sure you send that link to me, too. We need to have that linked on our website as well, Megan.
Oh, bless your heart.
Okay,
you
yeah,
so
absolutely.
So I sure will. I will email it to you. I sure will.
Well, I want to talk about two other major topics that you had on ReaganBaby.com, and the first one has to do with technology. Granted, we see it very clearly. Technology is not only in our future, it's in our present right now. And so the big question you ask is, why aren't we teaching our kids to create it? And we can barely get into this because we're going to break here in about 45 seconds. So why don't you set that up a little bit, and then we'll pick it up from there on the other side, Megan.
Well, let's just take a look around us at our kids and at the kids that surround us. They're all on smartphones. They've got iPads. They've got computers. But they're only using them. They're not learning about them. And computer science is only taught in 25% of K-12. Only a quarter of our schools are teaching our kids how to create the technology they're using.
That's amazing. Well, let's break it down. Because it's going to be quite interesting when you consider, you know, what is happening with our kids and all the time that they're spending. I mean, they're in front of a screen, what, 7-8 hours a day, it's estimated, at least. Megan Barth is with us. More from her on the other side of the break. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Amway. Amway, a leader in direct selling, just launched the XS Sports Nutrition line, marking its continued expansion in the rapidly growing sports and performance nutrition market. The XS Sports Nutrition line features a variety of products, including pre- and post-workout supplements, energy bars, protein powder, and shakes to help you hydrate, energize, and recharge. XS Sports Nutrition products are designed to fuel active lifestyles by quenching thirst, boosting and sustaining energy, and hastening recovery and building lean muscle mass. According to Amway, everyone can benefit from these products, from athletes to everyday active and health-conscious consumers. In fact, the Natural Marketing Institute reports about half of U.S. adults consume sports nutrition products today. Amway said the thriving sports and performance nutrition market marks an exciting new opportunity for Amway independent business owners and the next generation of entrepreneurs. The new XS Sports Nutrition line is an extension of the XS brand, which Amway acquired last year and has distributed since 2003. For more information, visit amway.com/XS.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss, and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All the time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost.
Join
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online on your smartphone, that's how smart they are these days. Over 275 markets across the country. Thank you so much for joining us, America, as we, you know, partner together in getting this country back on track and helping people realize that, hey, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. We have, we've been asleep at the wheel. I mean, the problem is with us. It is the voter electorate that has allowed these so-called elites. And it's amazing, Megan, how they talk about the elite so casually anymore. I mean, for a while it was like, you know, they didn't want to talk about the boogeyman establishment. You know, they weren't even sure what the establishment is. But now they so freely talk about the elites. Why are we even giving space to the elites? Why have they been so accommodated to get control of our government and turn this thing upside down? Is it any wonder we're in the chaos that we are in today?
Well, no, because absolute power absolutely corrupts, and a part of that is money. And so you always have to follow the money. And when you looked at the Trump campaign and how every of the know-it-all pundits kept telling us, well, he can't make it past September. Well, he can't break the 30% ceiling. Well, in their haste, they assembled 54 private jets down off the island of Georgia in order how to figure out how to stop Trump. So that's where the money is, right? The money was behind everybody but Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost badly when Indiana came about. And now they're scrambling and they don't know what to do because their power bracket, their power structure is threatened. They aren't going to have the voices. They aren't going to have the panache or prestige. They're not going to have the endless amounts of funding that are coming from private interests and lobbyists. So this is, Donald Trump is a threat.
Well, it is such a systemic issue. And this is what Arnold Schwarzenegger discovered when he took over the governor's house of California. He came in as a businessman, as an outsider, and found out very quickly that the nine-dot paradigm of the bureaucracy is so well established and dysfunctional that it's not a clean sweep. I mean, this is going to be a process, and I would encourage, if it was me, I would encourage one Donald Trump to go after the low-lying fruit, go demonstrate some success at first, and then you will rally the rest of this country behind you and support you to do the greater things that need to be done, which include repealing Obamacare. But even before you repeal Obamacare, let's have an articulated idea, and I say more than idea, but a specific program, a healthcare program that we're looking for so that we can say that was then and here's what could be now. So tell me what you're going to replace it with. Don't just say we're going to repeal and replace and leave it all ethereal, because that's what got us into this mess, because we trusted the president of all people to look out for our best interests. He promised that we'd be able to keep the same doctor, we would be paying less, and just the opposite occurred. And somehow it's okay. It's okay that the president lied to us, just like it's okay for Harry Reid to lie about Mitt Romney in the well of the Senate and he not be chastised or marginalized or whatever to some degree. I mean, for me, I don't even want to hear anything from Harry Reid anymore. He blatantly lied to the people for the sake of the presidency, and he just smiles about it like it's politics and business as usual. Well, you know, I've had it with politics and business as usual, and that's what Donald Trump understands. This is the body politics speaking and saying the same thing. We've had it with the Nancy Pelosi's and the Harry Reid's and the John Boehner's that have manipulated things for their own interest instead of the interests of we the people.
No, you're exactly right, and therein lies the Trump candidacy. Mm-hmm. You know, this movement behind Trump was basically a middle finger to Washington, D.C., and to all of the politicians that, you know, got us into a $19 trillion debt mess. And what I do hope that Donald Trump does when he is president is that he gets rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse. We have been talking about waste, fraud, and abuse for decades. We've uncovered waste, fraud, and abuse within our Medicare system, within every layer of government. And so what the government needs is a downsizing, and it's not by a scalpel, it's by a hatchet.
You know what, speaking of scalpel, you know who he gets? He gets Tom Coburn. He gets Dr. Tom Coburn back in, who wrote every year his waste book. I miss him tremendously, although he still has some input. But he's brilliant. That's who you make him the czar of waste. And you get him to, you know, get out there with a pump and just funnel all that waste right out of the bureaucracy.
No, you're absolutely right, because I think once we start doing that, I mean, imagine how much money. I mean, they're talking about, you know, billions of dollars that we're just flushing down the toilet.
$400 billion, Megan, to your point, in duplicative, you know, budget items, but they can't clean it up because the way the system works is if they don't spend it, they don't get it back. And to me, I would even freeze, a surprise freeze, come like about September, because the fiscal year ends the end of October, right? So the last 60 days in government, you know, what you hear is the waste of money being funneled out and spent recklessly because they cannot sit on that money. If they don't, they don't get it back the same next year, and they've been trained to waste that money in the last 60, 90 days of every cycled year.
You're exactly right. And let me put it in perspective for some of the listeners. Do you remember when the VA scandal was uncovered in Phoenix and it was the death panels, and then all of a sudden that ran rampant across the country and they were finding vets on waiting lists for years and the vets were dying?
Yes.
Well, the solution for this administration in order to fix that was to increase the VA budget by $39 billion. What they did, they didn't update their computer systems. They're still using computer systems from, I think it's the 80s. Not kidding you. I'm not kidding. Old, antiquated systems, layers of bureaucracy. They don't update their tools. They don't streamline their quote-unquote business of bureaucracy. What they did is they hired more people.
Yeah.
They hired more government workers who will all have pensions, who we're all still paying for, who will retire at the age of 52, and then we're indebted to bureaucrats for the rest of their lives. And that's where the $36 billion went to, was just to hire more paper pushers. Do you know how many people lost their job in the whole entire VA when those multiple death panels across multiple states were uncovered, Bill?
What was it, four?
Four.
Four people.
Four.
Right. Yeah.
This
it's
is
amazing.
The problem we have. This is the problem with big government. Nothing gets done.
Well, if they need a computer, maybe there's one. Maybe they can get. Maybe they can get Hillary's computer. You know, there that's in the closet in Colorado somewhere. Maybe they can use that system. But that is exactly right. Just as you pointed out, Megan, is that their answer is more people. And God forbid that we ask for accountability. You know, I've been saying, where's our return on investment? You know, we the people have given our hard-earned money to this government, and we're getting bupkis in return here. I mean, did we move the needle? Have we improved on the situation after this $38 billion investment?
No. There's been no. I mean, I'm dealing with the VA. I'm dealing with this whole system, the bureaucratic mess right now. No, the VA is still in shambles. Now, granted, there are some VAs that are good VAs, but as a whole, they have failed our veterans. And throwing more money at the problem has never worked, because you never get to the root cause of the problem. In any business, let's say I have a capital expense. Well, that capital depreciates over time, right? So you
exactly.
would think that, Oh, we've got a computer system from 1980. That computer system will probably last us 10 years, so we're going to have to allocate XYZ or X number of dollars in 10 years for a new computer system.
Exactly.
They've never done that. They've never done it.
Well,
and
they don't.
This is the problem. We don't treat our government like a business. We treat it like a black hole that has endless amounts of money because there's taxpayers.
Yeah, these are basic principles of depreciation that any accountant would lead you to. But those basic principles, as you say, that are so academic in the real world, just are thrown out the window because, hey, they can just go to the well and take more money at will, whatever they want. This is our government. Is it any wonder it's so dysfunctional and dealing with such systemic issues? Megan Barth, the one and only, from ReaganBaby.com. Megan, as always, thank you so much. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. According to the SBA Office of Advocacy, more than half of our nation's workforce own or are employed by a small business, and 2 out of every 3 new jobs are being created by small businesses. For many families across our country, owning their own successful small business is the realization of their American dream. Kalah Gibson, head of business banking for Fifth Third Bank.
Fifth Third is committed to helping these small businesses grow and succeed. Last year, Fifth Third Bank loaned more than $2 billion to small businesses throughout our footprint. In many cases, those loans supported the manufacturing of new products, the delivery of new services, and the creation of new jobs. During Small Business Week and all year long, we appreciate and celebrate businesses like yours.
For more information, visit www.53.com/business. Loan subject to credit review and approval. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
Ooh, there's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Don't you love those old jingles, Coach? I mean, I hear some of those, and it's so, just so nostalgic. It takes us back a ways. Bill Martinez here with you. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Let me remind you really quick, we're still giving away those DVDs for War Room. If you want to be in on the opportunity to win, just send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. bill@billmartinezlive.com. We'll put you in the hopper, and you may win one of those free movies. War Room, just such a great movie. I think it generated over $70 million. Just a tremendous success for the Kendrick brothers. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up. Hey, Coach Kevin Collins, I just drew reference to, is with us right now, holds a doctoral degree in public admin. Semper Fi Marine, like yours truly, having served stateside during the Vietnam War, retired New York police officer, and always good to have him with us every Friday on Bill Martinez Live. Coach, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, I'm raring to go today.
Yeah, there's lots to talk about here, bub.
You could fry an egg on my head with this guy, Ryan. I'm up to my eyeballs with him.
Well, you know, on one hand, my first knee-jerk reaction was it did bother me, his initial response. But the other part, it's almost like he's doing Trump. You know, Trump is, at times has held his cards close to his vest and said, you know, hey, look, I don't want to give up any negotiating power here. And maybe that's what Ryan's doing a little bit of, that he needs to have a discussion. And how would you like to be Ryan's Priebus right now, trying to herd all these cats together, huh?
Pretty tough. I have already launched an effort on my website and various other places to canterize Paul Ryan and make him Paul Cantor in the primary coming up in August. That's what he needs to go. He needs to take his fake faux conservative values. That's the part that really drove me up the wall. Mm-hmm. Conservative values. What? Giving Obama more than he wants? Conservative values. Standing by like a Cheshire cat and watching Obama pass illegal executive orders on immigration and watching the IRS destroy good Americans trying to stand up for their rights, and watching the VA let veterans die and smile and laugh about it. That's not conservative. Yeah.
And just give them more money to do that, too. Reward them for bad behavior. I think that Paul Ryan and the Republican Party is greatly underestimating and understanding greatly. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Just say, you guys just aren't getting it. You're disconnected from the body electorate. They've had it. I mean, look at the exit polls here, Coach. This is the reason why they've. You know, they're so upset with the status quo. 60% feel that GOP has betrayed them. That is really, those are strong words. And, I mean, that's a visceral response there.
Oh, absolutely. And it shows you that these people live in their own little world, and nothing seems to penetrate it. You would have thought that the shock from Cantor would have worked to the advantage of those of us who want to change the Republican Party into what it's supposed to be, but it never worked. Mm. Never worked. And now I think that Trump's response was perfect. We're not ready to embrace it.
To embrace Ryan either. You see, well, that's the deal. See, it's both part of the game. I mean, you want to play the art of the deal. Well, then, guess what? Luke Skywalker, you're going up against Yoda, the master here. And we'll see how that turns out. But, I was disappointed in hearing, the Bushes could have deferred any comment. I was disappointed to hear them. Of course, Mitt Romney, you kind of almost expected it. But so what are you going to say? You're saying, okay, I'm not going to vote for Trump. So you're going to vote for Hillary? Because your no vote of Trump is a vote for Hillary, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely. This is going to be gone with the wind. I don't know how to, I try to put this imagery up. The world turned upside down.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what this is going to be. And there are going to be people who are stunned at what has happened to them after the election, November. Trump is going to dance all over Hillary Clinton, just dance all over. He's going to make crooked Hillary stick the way he made Lion Ted stick. And, he's building on a series of polls and surveys that have consistently for the last several years shown that between 58 and 62% of Americans don't believe a word that Hillary Clinton says.
Well, I'm putting up an article, a column here on my website, Coach, that says why I cannot vote for Hillary Clinton and why I cannot support her. And there was a video here done. Michael DePinto, who is associated with the Freedom Outpost, took past videos and documented videos here of Hillary Clinton scandals that go all the way from Arkansas. One video right after another, one scandal after another. I mean, we're not just talking, the most recent of Benghazi and the email. Let's go back to Arkansas and Whitewater and, the deaths that have been associated with both her and Bill Clinton. And I'm saying associated. I'm not saying they've been convicted, because they hadn't. But it's all this stuff that comes along, all this baggage that comes along with the Clintons. And when you look at that, I mean, there is reason not to trust her. I mean, look at real simple thing. I mean, she tells the coal miners in Virginia that, hey, we're putting you out of business. And then she wants to walk it back and say, well, I was taken out of context. I don't know how to take out of context, you know, that we're going to put you out of business and we're going to get rid of coal any more than I can take out of context the Khomeini in the Middle East saying, I want you dead.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I can't wait for the debates. Much to contrary to what people most people would think, I don't really watch most of the debates. If I do, I watch a little bit of it once in a while here and there. But I'm going to be watching because Trump will turn the debates with Hillary Clinton into the interrogations that Comey and Gowdy should have conducted. And we will be cheering in across this country like lynch mobs and like the people sitting in the Colosseum watching the Romans feed the Christians to the lions. Mm-hmm. This is going to be ugly in a positive sense, if I can actually try to make that work.
Well, he's gonna hit the people right square between the eyes. And I'm saying the people. I'm talking about the voters and the viewers there. And you know the millions of people that are going to be watching those debates. It's going to be it'll be record setting. It will be epic. And Donald Trump knows how to use the words that people speak. And Hillary has handed him so much. And it's so funny, you know, to hear her talk. You know, she just seems so blasé about it. Hey, look, I know how to get down and get dirty and all that kind of stuff. And, like, she's so experienced. Yes, she's experienced. But I don't think she's been against somebody like Donald Trump who is going to allow for her to escape with some sort of plausible deniability and, you know, some legalese to be able to sashay her way out. She's only going to hope that somebody like Candy Crowley is there moderating to help her obfuscate and give her an exit lane, because I think he's going to pin the tail on the donkey here big time.
Yeah, of course. She has never had a tough race. She's never had a tough fight. She's never had an opponent go after her the way she should have. When I spent many years as a consultant, we talked about this from time to time. Why is it that sometimes the easiest guys to bring down are the ones that have been in office? They're on their 10th re-election. Why? It's been years since they've had anybody go after them, and they've made huge mistakes thinking, ha ha, nobody will ever come after.
Exactly. I've gotten away with it this long. Who's going to stop me now? Coach Kevin Collins is with us. We got more from the coach. Stay with us, America. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This report is brought to you by Microsoft. If you're a small or medium-sized business in this fast-paced digital world, making sure you have the latest technology is essential. From increased revenue and security to employee collaboration and productivity, there are many benefits to upgrading your technology to the cloud. Office 365 and Windows 10 were built to provide strong ROI for businesses of all sizes. Cindy Bates, Vice President of U.S. SMB Microsoft.
With new stories in the press daily about the vulnerability of data for companies big and small, cybersecurity remains a top concern for America's small businesses. We encourage entrepreneurs to pay particular attention to how they safeguard their business. Investing in modern technology like Office 365 and Windows 10 devices offers small business owners continually updated security to help protect information vital to earning customers' trust.
For more information, visit www.microsoft.com/business.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro 1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
I'll tell you, it's enough to, you know, have you seeing stars. You know, Coach and I were just talking about, you know, sometimes you can get so angry with the idiocy and the craziness of it all. But ladies and gentlemen, we're unhinging here in this country. If we're going to make America great again, it's going to be because we the people have had it with business as usual. And I believe that's what the body politic has been saying. I mean, look what 60%, according to the exit poll, 60% of the GOP, this is just the GOP, people have declared themselves as part of the Republican Party. 60% feel betrayed. And I got to imagine, Coach, that there are many Democrats, whatever you want to call them, you want to call them the Kennedy Democrats or whatever kind of Democrat they are, that are saying, wait a minute, our party has been hijacked. This does not represent who we are. And I think this is what's happening right now, with the totality of the body politic, is that they're realizing that much of our country is moving towards socialism to the point that it is gravely uncomfortable, gravely frightening, and if that doesn't cause you to see stars, I'm not sure what will.
Yeah, and, you know, that number, 60%, would probably be higher if they could get to people like me and my friends and family that have left the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we've gone over the edge and gone and out the door. So,
well, Coach, you know, people have left. They identify more with conservatism. They're just saying, okay, we're just going to call it what it is. We're conservatives. We no longer identify with the Republican Party. And we've been saying this for quite a while. It may not be now, but it may be a fait accompli where it's inevitable to occur, and that is the rise of a third party. I liked, and I had to chuckle a little bit, because you love Donald Trump because this is part of his charm, is that he threw a little seed out there across Bernie's bow and said, hey, I think you ought to be a third-party candidate. I got to imagine the little bit of the devil in Trump came out when he threw that out there. What do you think?
You got to love him. Sunday in Indiana, he was doing a rally, and he said, you know, somebody said to me, I put more people in this place than anybody without a musical instrument. And then he stops and does air guitar. Come on.
Well, you know, hey, the deal is, you know, he's a kid in some cases at heart, and you love that. But I got to tell you, you cannot fault him. And this is what he's connecting with right now, is that people, I mean, what did he do right after Mitt Romney lost? He went to the patent office and says, I want to declare, let's make America great again. Make America great again. We're going to trademark that line. I mean, he's had this in his eyes for a long time. And for the Republican Party, for other pundits to think that maybe he was joking and not serious. And I got to tell you, when I heard that he did that, I said, this guy's for real. He's in it for the long haul, as opposed to one Ross Perot who came in, had some great ideas, moved the needle. But I don't think Ross Perot was ultimately serious about really wanting to be the commander in chief and the president of the United States.
Yeah, I think he just, exactly. He wanted to change the Republican Party and move it in the proper direction. And you're so right about Trump. I mean, you know, you don't wake up one morning and tell people, okay, start breaking ground for a 68-story building. That takes a lot of planning and a lot of forethought and meeting with people and thinking things through. And that's what he does, and that's where he excels.
Well, you know, and the thing is, Coach, the other thing that's amazing is you're starting to see, Republicans, staunch Republicans saying, okay, you know, whether it's Rick Perry, others that are saying, hey, you know what, I'm in. I understand what he's pointed out. I'm not going to resist. It's clear he's resonating with the body politic. We've got disenfranchised Republicans. And I'm sure that in some of the small rooms around the country where these leaders are at, they're saying, wow, you know, we really let these people down and we better get behind this Trump train. If not, we're going to be run over.
Yeah, well, you got Senator Sullivan up in Alaska, Daryl Issa, and a few other senators that come on board. It's going to happen increasingly faster now as the time goes by. And I think that most of this will probably be behind us in July. There will be holdouts. You know, somebody made a great analogy. They're like the Japanese soldiers that they would find on these islands. And then
Yeah.
Every now and again, you know, they just don't understand. You lost. We won. Move. Live with it. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Coach, this whole situation, we touched on this a moment ago in terms of the Democratic side, and I've shared this with you before. The thing that concerns me is the Bernie movement. Just as much and as many people as you have on Trump that have gotten behind the Trump train, we've got kids. We've got a generation of young people who don't even understand what socialism is all about. They don't understand fully what Bernie Sanders is all about, but they're lockstep behind him, you know, behind the Pied Piper here. And it's almost like, we've got some reorientation that must be made. There's got to be some voice that goes in to this millennial generation and, you know, helps them understand what makes the world go round, that it's not about a trophy, it's not about your safe space, and all these other issues that they want to seemingly want to be concerned about.
Well, it really shows you the rotten state of higher education. Mm-hmm. And that was something I can speak to, having been in it for 16 years and watching it change over those periods, because that was, I taught for 16 years over a 21-year period, so I had a break in between. And when I came back, I was not encouraged at what I was seeing, even though I was on a very conservative campus. So, when you have kids that don't know who was the president before Clinton, and all they know is free stuff, Bernie's given me free stuff. This is very dangerous for our country. And
well,
I fault the colleges and universities.
They've let us down. There's no doubt. They've let us down. They let the kids down. I mean, what are they sending out in the 21st century here? Instead of empowering these kids, they've enabled these kids. They've set them up to become enslaved, more than even more so than their parents. You know, you talk about these policies and how we've let go of our freedoms and allowed the idea of big government to be the answer and be the government of everything. And, Coach, we're paying a price for it now. We will continue to pay a price. And I think that what lies ahead of this country is going to be some pain, because we need to reconcile that grief to happiness ratio. And we have so numbed our ability to deal with grief that we want to just continue to throw the people's money at it. But like some addict, we're going to have to deal with reality at some point in time. And maybe that's what is needed, a guy like Donald Trump to help us to get through that, because Donald Trump is not beholden to big money, and he's not going to be beholden to a cause. But like the way he's raised his children, you know, you look at his family and you say, wow, I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due. I mean, he's got some, you know, unless we're missing something, I mean, it looks like he's got an exceptional family, and the kids that have learned from him, you know, give you some encouragement, unless we're missing something here.
Exactly. That's another asset that he has that Hillary Clinton does not have, an exceptional family. I mean, is she going to bring up the serial molester and their daughter on the stage and try and make the point that they are interchangeable with the Trump family? People just laugh at them. Really?
Right. No.
Yeah. It's not going to work.
Exactly.
Won't work.
Well, Coach, we're seeing again another resurgence of young people, illegals crossing the border. You know, this is like 2014 all over again. Are they starting to see the writing on the wall that they need to get into this country before that wall is built?
Absolutely. And you see, Vincente Fox now has completely 180'd on this.
Yes.
Because he knows, in a way, Fox was the Trump of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So he understands that Trump means business, and he knows better than anybody that in New York Times editorial room that, yes, Trump can make the Mexicans build the wall, and he will.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's really funny? Trump has got to be a genius. He's going to have the Mexicans build the wall. He's turned the media into his press secretaries, and now he's going to have Hillary Clinton be his TV spot director, because see that new spot that has people like Lindsey Graham and the Bushes saying, don't vote for Trump, we don't support Trump. That's great for Trump.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I think that she's going to look back on that, because that's what people are looking at. They're going, yeah, that's right. That's the reason we're for Trump, is because it's anti-establishment. She really stepped on herself. She got some misguided information there, you know, to say the least. But I think out of this this whole situation with Vicente Fox and, you know, the Mexican government, is that Trump knows, being the art of the deal and the dealer himself, he knows how to make it win-win. And that's what's not coming out. Right now, the visceral response of most of America is, look, we need to get that wall up. And right now, on the surface, it's Mexico's going to pay for it. But the other side of it, when we come out of this, Coach, is I believe the Mexican government is going to be grateful that it got built and that it will be a win-win, and it will redefine the partnership of America and Mexico heading into this 21st century. And I think it's going to be win-win all the way around, and that will be yet to be seen and realized. And that's the part that Trump can't quite explain yet, because you don't know it until it happens. Coach Kevin Collins is with us. Thank you, Coach. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely, and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's BEESPA.com.